Dean, what a cracking game you've got this weekend, and with both teams having started so well, it looks like one to enjoy.
Yeah, as you said, it's going to be a cracking game, but it's going to be a very hard game. They're a good team from watching them. And I have no doubt they've watched us, and then they may pay us the same compliment, but as you said, it's going to be a difficult game.
Sum up for everybody so far what you're doing well. What's going so well in your view?
The lads are working hard. They're giving absolutely everything, and I think the harder you work, you do get a little bit of luck. We've had a little bit along the line, but you can't take that away from the effort that they're putting in. They're listening, taking on information, and they're going out there and doing their jobs.
That's an important word, listening, isn't it? Especially when you've got such a young group as this club usually does.
Yeah, as you said, it's a very young squad. I mean, you look at the team that went out on Tuesday night, 21 years of age, 0.6 months. It was the average age of the team. Went out there, and they're exceptional on their performance.
I wonder if that's actually a benefit of having quite a young squad. You tend to, you know, get them fresh before they, you know, early in their careers, before they've picked up too many bad habits, for them, put it that way.
No, look, as you said, you ask them to come in, they listen every day, they take on the information, and we ask them, as I said, from day one, it's about habits for me, and Monday to Friday, we push them and we test them, and they go out there on a Saturday and they go and enjoy it, and that's what's happened so far, and it needs to continue for the rest of the season.
When you've had a good start, it builds confidence. Amazing how much momentum you can pick up. I mean, you know that from your success when you were here as a player.
Yeah, look, as you said, we've had a good start. That's all it is, and it's built confidence and it's given us momentum. And as I said the other night, the team that went out there, they pushed the bar again and raised the standards and gave a great display of themselves. And then whoever goes out on Saturday will have to take the baton and go forward again.
So what a Barnsley doing so well? What have you observed from them?
They're a good team. They're a very good team, and it'll be a difficult test for us. And we're going to giving too much away. We've seen the strengths, but we also feel there's areas that we can get at them.
Now that the season is really up and running, obviously there's a little bit more attention comes to League One on these, you know, international breaks when some of the other clubs around the country are not playing. That's good for this league, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, as you said, with the international breaks, this league becomes the next one down, to say, with the Premiership and then the Championship not available any game. So people will be looking at League One, and it'll be a good game. And there's, as you said, two unbeaten teams, so it's going to be a difficult test for ourselves, and we'll make sure it's a difficult test for them.
Do you think maybe people who don't watch too much football outside the top divisions sometimes don't appreciate what good standards there are in Leagues 1 and 2 at times?
Yeah, look, as you said, a lot of people might just sort of only fixated on their own team, and, if that's Premier League or Championship, but now it gives the League 1 teams and even League 2, and you know what, they do the National League Day every season. So, look, there's good players out there and there's hungry players out there, and them players want to step up, and as I said, it's good when the international break day for some of them Premier League teams or Championship supporters can get out and have a look at the lower leagues.
And you found one or two this season who are coming up to this level for the first time and seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, as I said, we had to think out of the box, to say, a little bit different, and we've made a couple of signings that from the National League, and one from the 23s that has only ever played men's football before he went into the 23s, so they've got a hunger and a desire that I want at the football club, and it's, as I said, at the moment it's going well.
Well, that's, it might be the word, isn't it, because if for players who are at that level, when their chance comes in the Football League, especially if they've not been associated with a Football League club as a youngster, that must be a real motivating factor. This might be their opportunity.
Yeah, that's from the conversation I have with them, that's something I drum home. It's an opportunity for them and to step up and show what their capabilities are, and if they've not been showcased before, we can give them a platform to do that.
I think we're going to talk to Connor Johnson in a little while. I just thought it might be a good chance to just talk briefly about loans, because that's something that this club has made very good use of, the loan system, both bringing them in and sending them out in recent years. I wonder what, as a manager, you're looking for when you're bringing a player in on loan.
Exactly what I look for when I sign a player on a permanent, who's our player. They have to have the right attitude, the right desire, and the right work ethic. There's no point in creating a culture in a football club that every day you push them and they give you everything that you want every single day, and then you drop someone in there who's got no interest or not the right attitude. That needs to be in that changing room and do the same as everybody else. So everything that I look at and what we look at recruiting is make sure that they've got the right characteristics that we want at this football club.
And what's the process with dealing with other clubs? Do sometimes Do clubs sometimes look for clubs who might take their players on loan, or are you looking to them? Or
yeah, look, it's the same. You get the circular sent around regarding loans, and obviously with the 23-year, the under-23s, a lot of them being circulated. But it's a case of us highlighting what we want, what positions we want, where we want to strengthen, and then it comes through that due diligence to say, to make sure that the people who work with them or know of them, what the character's about, make sure they're the right people to come in our changing room.
And if you look after them well, you hopefully build up, presumably, relationships with clubs, you know, you might get a future supply.
Exactly. You look at the Jack Fitzwater situation that we got with West Brom.
Sure.
And Jack came in last season, exceptional for us. It's helped his development gone forward. And from speaking with Big Darren Moore through the summer, he was always somebody that was on the back burner to say that if we didn't get a permanent signing in. And it's worked again, and he came straight back in and applied himself magnificent.